All right, so today we're going to dive into something pretty interesting, something that a lot of businesses kind of struggle with, dealing with negative customer reviews online.
Oh, yeah.
And specifically, when those reviews are totally unfair.
Especially those ones, yeah.
We've got a great article here by Jim Clannon. It's called Five Ways to Respond to Unfairly Negative Customer Reviews.
Five ways.
Five way, yep. So whether you're running a company or just, curious about how this all works, this is kind of your cheat sheet for dealing with this. Reputation management online, it's a whole thing now.
Right.
So just to lay it out, businesses, they're kind of always under the microscope.
Oh, for sure.
And then you get these negative reviews that just feel like a punch in the gut, especially when they're not even true.
Yeah. And, it's the world we live in now with everyone online and everyone sharing their opinion, whether it's valid or not.
Exactly. And Clannon, he actually lays out five ways you can respond to these reviews. You could
Yeah.
ignore it completely. You can use it as a learning experience. You
Right.
can investigate it. You
Intro.
can ask the person who wrote it to take it down, especially if it's, what's the word, libelous,
Right.
just completely false and damaging. Or, like the nuclear option, you can try to get the website to take it down.
Right.
So we're going to kind of walk through each of these approaches. See when they might be the right call and maybe uncover some stuff that, isn't so obvious.
Mine's good. I'm interested to see what he has to say.
So first up, ignoring the review. Now, this might seem counterintuitive. Like, why wouldn't you jump in and defend yourself?
Right.
But Clannon, he brings up this fascinating point. There's actually research out there, studies and stuff, that show that a few negative reviews, they can actually make a company seem more real, more authentic.
You know what? That actually makes sense. I've definitely seen that, like, if everything's five stars, it just feels a little too perfect.
Exactly. It's like, is this even real? So sometimes just letting that not so great review sit there, as long as it's not completely outlandish, might actually build trust.
Yeah, like it shows you're not hiding anything you know. You're not trying to curate this perfect image.
Exactly. Now, even if a review is totally unfair, is there anything a business can take away from it?
Oh, absolutely. Clannon, he makes a really good point that even if the specifics are wrong, it can be a chance to look inward.
Okay.
Like maybe it highlights a blind spot in your customer service or a process that needs tweaking.
Interesting.
And he even suggests taking it a step further, like reach out to those unhappy customers, ask them what you could do better. I mean, that shows you're really listening, even when the feedback stings a little bit.
So turning a negative into an actual improvement?
Exactly, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Now, what about those reviews that are just plain wrong?
Yeah.
Like they're not even describing your business.
Oh man, those are the worst.
What do you do then?
Well, that's when you got to investigate. Clannon suggests really digging in. Was this even a real customer? Do the details line up? Sometimes the language will be really generic, or they'll mention a product you don't even sell. It happens more than you think. Like sometimes competitors will try to sabotage each other with fake reviews.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So verifying if the source is legit. It's super important, especially if your gut's telling you something's off.
So let's say you've looked into it and you're pretty sure it's bogus. What then? Clannon talks about contacting the person who wrote the review and asking them to remove it, especially if it's, that libelous stuff we talked about. How do you even approach that?
Well, you got to be delicate about it.
Yeah.
Clannon, he really emphasizes being polite and reaching out privately. Maybe they just made an honest mistake, reviewed the wrong business.
Right.
It happens. But if you clearly and calmly point out the inaccuracies, they might be willing to take it down,
Okay.
especially if you can say, hey, you mentioned this product, but we don't actually sell that. So maybe you meant to review a different place.
Makes sense. But what if they don't respond, or the review is just clearly meant to hurt your business, with false info?
Right.
What then?
Well, that's when you got to go up the ladder. Contact the website itself.
Okay.
Most review platforms, they have rules against, defamatory stuff. If the reviews got blatant lies that are hurting your business, that libel we talked about, you can report it to the platform. You usually got to provide evidence like, look, this is just not true.
Right.
And in really serious cases, legal action might even be on the table. And those review sites, they'll usually cooperate if it's clearly false and damaging.
So just to recap those five options, we've got ignoring the review, using it as a learning opportunity, investigating it, contacting the reviewer, or contacting the website. It sounds like there's not a one-size-fits-all solution here.
Definitely not. Like Clannon says, the best way to handle these unfair negative reviews, it really depends on the situation. Being flexible and knowing your options, that's key.
All right, so just a quick reminder for everyone out there, those 5 responses to negative reviews. And remember, sometimes a couple of less than perfect reviews, it can actually boost your credibility. Plus, even unfair feedback, it can lead to positive changes if you're open to it. And if a review just seems way off, definitely take a closer look. Now, here's something to think about. Knowing all this, how does it change how you view online reviews as a consumer? It's something to consider, Rack.
It really is.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Of course.
Until next time.
Bye.